Ariel turned away from the window to see if Icaraine had heard him, but she was fussing over the baby, picking the child up and jostling him so he would giggle. It made Ariel nervous to see the priestess like that. They were in the middle of a war, one he was no longer certain they could win.
Icaraine, I heard you.
She joined him at the window. The child, Malakim, now settled in the crook of one powerful arm. Ariel glanced at it, then away.
So they come,
Icaraine said eventually.
It makes them easier to slaughter. Our soldiers simply step out onto their own doorsteps to kill them.
They were in the tallest building in the Black City, the palace that had once belonged to the old queen. From here, they had a fine view of the westernmost gate, or at least they had, until the god boar crushed it under their hooves. The room itself had once been the old queen's dining room, with views to every side of the Black City. Now it was Icaraine's nursery, Icaraine's war room, Icaraine's most exclusive chamber. Scattered around the room were chains forged from Titan ore, each link as thick as Ariel's wrist.